It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. Oh my God. Oh my God. Richie Barrister is back with us today. Can you hardly believe it? I can't. And I can. He's ready to not talk about politics. Have you had your full, Richie?
It's a lick. It's election eve, and I'm told that politics is off the table.
It is, but this show will be airing or dropped, I think that's the vernacular in the industry, next week. So, because I already put up a political show with Paul yesterday.
Nice. I was going to say, is political Paul going to be in the war room tomorrow night? Are you going to be tracking? Are you going to be in the situation room tomorrow tracking the results?
There was some talk about doing a Facebook Live show and interacting with people and breaking down the maps, but I think I'm tired of it. I don't know if I could sit there for even a couple hours or even an hour and talk about what's going on the big map, you know, unless I'm being paid by somebody.
Did you vote already?
I already voted.
All right.
I voted by mail because I'm a responsible Minnesotan.
Nice.
That doesn't want to risk getting sick.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, listen, so the reason we're here,
yes,
is because, like, you know, you called me like a week ago and left me a answering machine message saying, I've got a funny story to tell you. And I kind of was sensing that there could be some mic, you know, a trap that I might be stepping into.
Little
but I was like,
trap.
You know what? Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a good friend. I'm going to call him right back. Like,
okay.
I always do return calls.
Sure.
I called back. I said, yeah, well, I want to hear what the story is. Give me a call. Then you didn't reply for like, I don't know, 2-3 days.
I didn't.
Kind of shitty.
Nope, I didn't.
Then I texted you and I was like, so what's with this funny story? And then you called back and you're like, yeah, if you want to know the story, you got to go on the podcast. Yeah, because you're like a goddamn fucking Kim Kardashian over here. Like everything has to be online and on social media. You know, I don't – dude, Mike, I was just like, look, I just want to be – I just want to have a normal, regular friendship where I
sure.
can have a private conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, save it for the podcast. I'm not going to tell you. You got to record it. Fucking A, Mike.
Well, you know what? In hindsight, always being 2020, right, Mr. Barrister?
Yeah.
So when I was thinking about just telling you the story while you were busy in your kitchen cooking up SpaghettiOs for the family, I didn't want to waste it on you doing, you know, while you're doing such a menial task, why waste a story or an experience that good when it should be shared with all the shut-ins that enjoy Wisecracking with Winter? Because if I already tell you the story, you know, I'm not going to want to tell it again.
It's not having a normal connection with a friend is not a waste.
You're a
not
talent.
Not everything has to be recorded.
You're right.
It's not a waste to just connect with somebody.
You're right. Okay.
A normal human interaction is a positive thing.
If it was a regular story,
right,
like I went to the store and bought a loaf of bread and a stick of butter, then
right.
yeah, I'd tell you that while you right. were stirring yeah. the SpaghettiOs. But
so then, cut to Halloween, I'm like, hey, maybe that would be a good opportunity to do it. I text you. I'm like, what are you putting out for Halloween for candy?
Right.
Nothing. I'm not putting out anything because I'm going to my gal's house.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, dude.
So the kids, all the kids in your neighborhood have to do distance learning. Their lives are ruined. No more sports. No more friends. No more nothing.
Right.
Thanks to Mike.
No.
No Halloween either because nope. Not interested. I'm going to my girlfriend's. I don't care about the neighborhood. Awesome.
There's like three kids in my neighborhood.
Was Big G home?
He was not. He was coming back from Texas at the time. He's back home for a month, and then he's going back again. He had a really arduous.
So was he home? You cut out there. Was he home on Halloween or no?
No, he was not. And when he is here, he generally hands out candy to all the kids.
Right.
You know, like old people candy,
right.
like hard candy.
So what happened? So now you're putting the house. Now you're putting the house at risk of being egged or toilet papered or who knows what.
I'm a pillar of my community. So why would anybody egg my house?
Yeah, exactly. Then the next morning, then because I had promised to follow up on Sunday.
Sure.
But at the time, did you tell me like, no, actually, Richie, I'm not available all day Sunday because I don't know what you're doing. You're going out and having mimosas with your girlfriend, feeding her strawberries at brunch or whatever you're doing on Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get in touch with you. I'm like, hey, how about now? Nope, can't do it. Nope. How about now? Nope. The Vikings, the 1-5 Vikings game is in doubt. I can't do it now. How about now? Nope, can't do it now. Has to be at 9.
What's then wrong
I'm
with
like,
9?
Yeah, no, 9 o'clock is too late. Yeah, 9 o'clock is too late. And then you're like, what's wrong with 9? Like, it's like I'm arguing with my 14-year-old daughter.
Why are you setting the rules on my show? Why can't 9 o'clock be okay?
Setting the rules.
What time do you get up for work, Mike, dude? Don't you work from home?
How many times have I told you, I don't want to be on the podcast. I'm doing this out of a favor for you. What time? Don't regulate.
You can't hide from who you are. Right, it's in your blood. It's literally in your blood without going into further detail. Cannot hide from the microphone. Your brother all the way over in Ireland town is on the show. You're on the show. I've spoken with your father. He's agreed at some point to come on the show. It's in your blood. And you can't say no because you got to have your mouthpiece. You got to be able to know that the entire world is listening to you with bated breath. Every time you pick up that microphone, you want people to pay attention to you. You like it.
You're projecting right now, Mike. All right. So let's hear this tremendous story that, you know, that the people can't be denied.
The people cannot be denied.
Yeah.
So during the pandemic, it's awfully boring to find. There's not a lot to do. Can't go to the movies without being scared. Can't go to the bar without being scared. And, you know, it's getting dark. It's going to get cold. I can't head up north anymore, so I needed something to do during the week. And I have been binge-watching Cobra Kai on Netflix. Have you seen that, Richie Barrister?
No, I mean, I saw, like, I know the premise. I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
You've seen Karate Kid, obviously.
I haven't watched it. But
yes.
Yeah.
So I've always had an interest in karate. And if I was going to write a bucket list, I'm pretty positive take a few karate classes for kicks would be in my top 10, right?
Okay.
For you, it was be on a podcast, so you can line that off now.
Right.
So I started to do a little digging. And I found a dojo, in quotation marks, that's not too far from my palatial estate here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm going to leave the name of the dojo out of this story to protect the innocent.
Okay.
So I looked up their hours, saw that they were open on a Saturday at noon. So I went over there about 11:55.
Okay.
Not going to say what discipline it was because we're protecting this person's anonymity, and you'll find out why a little later, friends. So I went in there. It was dark. It was dank. It was nothing like the Cobra Kai dojo that I've seen on Netflix so many times. That's brightly lit, and the floors are clean, and there's somebody that looks competent welcoming you into the dojo. So I just stood out there for a few minutes by what I guess was a front desk. And I heard some screaming and some sort of goings-on in a back room. If you've ever been to a gay nightclub, they usually have like a back room that's pitch black with blaring techno music. Not that I've ever been in one, but I've heard of them. And this reminded me of that. So I just stood out there and I bided my time, and eventually a guy came out. Looked like he'd been working out. He was Caucasian. Again, nothing like Cobra Kai. I was expecting someone of Japanese descent.
Okay.
Comes out. Welcome to Joe Bag of Donuts Karate School. How can I help you? I said, I am interested in taking some lessons and maybe observing a class to see what your particular discipline is all about. Well, I don't mean to be a dick. Now, right there, when somebody tells you, I don't mean to be a dick, they're generally a dick, and they're going to say something that's dickish. I don't know this guy from Adam, Okay, so I'm reaching here a little.
Okay.
He's like, you have to participate in the class in order to observe. I said, but I don't know ninjutsu. Okay, I gave it away. It's a ninjutsu studio. And he's like, I understand that you don't know ninjutsu, but that is just the way we do it here. Again, not to be a dick, but you need to get in there and you need to grapple and learn as you're observing. I'm like, I would, and I'm not trying to sound like a puss, but I have a hurt shoulder and an issue with my neck.
Now, I just want to interject real quick on your storytelling. Earlier, when you said, when somebody says, I don't want to sound like a dick, that means they're usually a dick. Now, what about when somebody says, I don't want to sound like a puss? What does that, what does that mean? What does that mean, Mike?
Then they're generally a pussy.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Okay. I said, as much as I would love to go in there and get thrown around like a broken rag doll for you guys to enjoy, I don't think that's something I can do. And he's like, well, I'll just tell you, when you start feeling better and you start feeling a little closer to 100%, you come on back here to the ninjutsu school, and I'll throw you in a class. And here are the rules. You can get in there, and the guys, you know, that work out are all very well-trained people. And the harder you are on them, the harder they'll be on you. So if you go in there guns blazing, they're going to be guns blazing. And you're, you know, you could probably get hurt. Just to let you know, not to be a dick, but I tell everybody this.
What?
I'm like, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse. I'm like, there's no way I can just come in there and observe quietly in a corner for 5-10 minutes just to watch. Nope, that's impossible. I'm sorry. Also, when you're going to come to observe, don't come at the time the class starts. You're going to want to come early. I'm like, okay. Even if I'm just watching, that's off the table. I'm like, okay, sorry for wasting your time. I'll look you up when I feel better. And I left.
Yeah.
Now, this particular ninjutsu school in North Minneapolis, Richie Bairstow, you have gone to school there. You went for a couple of years, right?
Yeah. Well, not a couple of years. I went for 1 year. And I know for sure that I have talked about this on the podcast before. I've mentioned
it. You have never, in the 6-year history, I went back to your
catalog. I 100% have mentioned it because – for one thing, it's like not two blocks. It's maybe 4 blocks from your house.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, the reason why, yeah, I mean, I understand everything you just told me. I've heard him give that same spiel to other people. And, you know, yeah, that's the rule. I mean, the common industry standard for all these places is
nope. You
come in for a free class. There are zero places where you go and you just get to sit and watch.
Wrong.
Doing.
Incorrect.
Tell me one. No.
I can tell you one. It's a Korean studio. It's some sort of a Korean karate. It's over in South Minneapolis as well. It's on 54th and Nicollet, a two-story building. Because right. I went over there after I left the fucking Thunderdome with Mr. I'm Not a Dick. Went over there. Spoke with somebody in a lit studio that looked like he was a professional, not some guy that broke in the back door of a dojo and was fighting with his pals, squatting.
No.
And he told me, of course you can come and you can watch a class to get a feel of what we do. Look, here's a bunch of helpful pamphlets you can read about my particular discipline. Yes, please don't start until you're absolutely 100% ready. We would love to have you. These are our class times.
This guy said the exact same thing
to
you.
No, he did not.
He said, come back when you're ready.
And watch, Richie. When I'm ready. When I'm ready to come, watch.
No, here's what you do.
Here's what you do. Because now you're the black belt expert. No, this is how you do it.
No, I'm not the black belt expert. I'm a...
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I'm 46 years old. And I'm just trying to learn this discipline.
I started when I was 44.
Okay. Double fours.
them.
I'm not learning this to go out and have a fight at the local arcade with some street toughs. I just wanted to do it because I thought it would be fun to learn.
It's super fun. It is super fun, and that place is super fun. The guy that you met is super cool and nice guy. The people in there are all super cool and nice.
Not to be a dick, but I didn't get that vibe.
Well, I mean, you didn't. You just came. You were kind of like, it's like a shit or get off the pot type scenario, dude. You know what I mean? Like, either you want to do it and check it out for real, or you just want to like, I mean,
why look, is that just, wimpy? I don't understand.
Wanna, well, I mean, if you just want to like go online, like, I need to do some more research.
He does.
Here.
He has barely a website. It's barely a right, website. Right, there's no picture. There's like a pictures of like five or six guys hanging out in a line.
Right.
That's it. There's no like right. examples. Of what they do.
Well, go in there. Dude, I'll show you later on. I'll send you some links to there's like some of the dudes who train there have been in like cage matches and shit like that.
I'm not
dude.
Looking for a cage match, dude.
No, I know you're not. But what I'm saying is the point is it's a super fun place to go. It's a good school. It's super economical. And, you know, it's I endorse it and I do think you should go. I mean, I know when I've talked about it on the podcast in the past that I've told you you should go.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be going until, I don't know. I mean, I just don't. The reason I'm not going now, I was planning to go all summer. I was going to sign up again. Like, so what happened is I went in like on April. It was like April 1st of maybe 2018.
Why did you go in? I mean, what were your reasons for wanting to learn this disciple of martial arts?
Just because I had been thinking about it a lot.
Disciple,
you know, it's,
discipline.
It,
sorry.
This, I had just been thinking about it. You know, I kind of, you know, you always kind of think like, oh, it'd be fun to go, whatever, whatever. And I listened to, I don't know, have you ever heard of Jocko Willink? You know, the Jocko podcast, you know what that is?
No.
It's like a super popular podcast. The dude's like an ex-Navy SEAL and he's big into Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So like I was looking around for like Brazilian jiu-jitsu places. This place is not a Brazilian jiu-jitsu place, but it is a similar type. I mean, it's a jiu-jitsu school, so whatever. So and the thing was like, you know, there are a few like Brazilian jiu-jitsu places in the Twin Cities, but I wanted to find a place that was like a local, you know, nearby that I could get to easily because like, you know, I'm not like, there's one place that's like a Gracie jiu-jitsu place that's in like, Maple Grove or, Woodbury or one of those suburbs. And I was like, I'm not going to be driving there every, you know, twice a week. So I wanted to find a place in the neighborhood. So anyway, so I went like the beginning of April in 2018.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it. I went in from, you know, I did just like what it said, wore a nut cup, wore some workout gear, and I just went right in and went to class. And it was super fucking fun.
Why was it fun? What did they do? Because I'm guessing because I wasn't allowed to watch.
Oh, I'll just tell you what they do. You go in, they start out, you like, you do like, you know, they do like a little stretching routine. Then they do like some like, you know, free fighting. They call it like free fighting, like boxing, like you put on like boxing gloves and either you hit pads or you hit each other.
I've never seen a single Bruce Lee movie where he's wearing boxing gloves. What well, kind of?
Get,
what kind
you
of?
You want to get punched in the face, do you? I mean,
well,
and then you get, you know, and then like I went out and bought like, you know, boxing gloves and like those like shin guards slash like foot, you know, like for like kickboxing, you know. So then you practice kicking and basically you practice like free fighting, you know, and then you do that for a while. Then they show you a move, you know, the instructor shows you like everybody a move, you practice with a partner, then you kind of work on like, they have like different moves that you practice depending on what level you are with your belt. And then at the end of the, you know, the most fun part is at the end of the class, you like, you
it's
know,
like roll. Just a free for all fist fight and people are going no, through windows.
No. No, they call it like rolling where basically like you just rest, you know, you square off like, you know, basically like wrestle with somebody for like, you know, 5 minute rounds and then you switch, you do like three or four rounds of that. And then that's it. I mean, it's an hour long class. It goes by really fast. And dude, I'll tell you one thing, like the first two times I went, like I thought I was going to have a heart. Like I was drenched in sweat. Like I had to go like sit in my car and like, I was like, dude, I don't know if I can drive right now. Cause I was like having like a, I think I'm having a cardiac event right now, dude. So anyway, I mean, you just get in insane shape from doing it and it's just really fun. And like I said, the people are super fun and cool and I just loved it. I thought it was great. So,
you're going to go back when the pandemic ends.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's what I was saying. Like, so I started in that before like April 2018. And then I went up until like in the like, you know, April, May, you know, I went all summer long. I went two times a week all summer long. And then, you know, sometimes I go three times a week because I maybe go on Saturdays too. And then I went through the summer, through the winter, and then the spring of 2019, I started like, you know, I was like coaching my kids' baseball team and doing other stuff. So like, I just never had time to go. So like after like several months of like, I just didn't make it to a class. I just told them like, look, I got to take a break because I'm not making it in. And I was planning to come back because I was going to have time off this last summer. And so I was planning to return, you know, in summer of 2020, but then the pandemic hit and all that. And I'm just like, I'm not going in there. I mean, that's like the direct opposite of social distancing. Because, like, I was actually thinking about emailing the owner and just saying like, hey, what's going on? Are you guys doing classes? Or, you know, I mean, I would consider maybe just hiring him just to do, you know, because he also does like private lessons where it's just one-on-one, you know? So I was actually thinking maybe I would just hit him up and see about maybe doing that. But, you know, like, yeah, like you go in there and I mean, it's just everybody in there, you're just drenched in sweat and like, you know, and like you were saying, you
is
know,
there
like,
any techno music? Why is everybody drenched in sweat from throwing punches at the air and then rolling around?
No, you're not throwing punches at the air. You're throwing punches at other people and they're throwing punches at you, dude. And then, yeah, believe me, dude, you're going to be sweating your balls off. And then, you know, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So like you go in there and yeah, it's just a sweaty, you know, it's just a sweaty, hot environment where I'm sure there's lots of COVID droplets flying around. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing during the pandemic. I guess they're just taking their chances, but
well, he's still having classes. I can tell you that.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you really should go back and I don't think you should wait for me. I think you should just go back. And the thing about your shoulder hurting or whatever, it's like, dude, your shoulder's going to hurt because like my shoulder hurt from going there because like, you know, like sometimes like the move that you're practicing is like throwing, you know, like doing basically like a judo throw and like hip tossing somebody. So, you know, if somebody does that to you like a half a dozen times, like you're pretty sore for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? Like, so it just happens. Like,
what about a slipped disc in your neck? Should I be in there doing that?
I say you just go for it, dude. What is a slipped disc? I mean, what does that entail? I mean,
well, you know, you have vertebrae in your neck,
right?
Counselor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's discs in between those vertebrae, right?
Okay, yeah.
And one of my discs has slipped out of its spot, and it's leaning on a nerve.
Okay, so what are you supposed to do about that?
I've been going to the chiropractor for it.
Yeah.
Like four times a week.
Yeah. Four times a week?
Four times a week, man.
Holy shit.
Because you got to – see, a lot of people don't know that about chiropractors. You know, you go to one once – and you get an adjustment, and he cracks your back or your neck or whatever, and then you crack open your wallet and you throw him a 20.
Right.
The thing is, with like a big chiropractic event, like a slipped disc, and you got to keep going because you got to retrain your skeleton or whatever to get back in line.
Yeah.
You know? So what happens when I go to Joe Bag of Donuts Jiu-Jitsu school, and he's like, thanks for coming to learn. I didn't think you were a real man, but I guess you are. Get over there against that brick wall and make a pouty face.
No, just go in. It's fun, dude. It's
I tried to have fun, and he told me to pack my shit and get out of here.
No, just put on a nut cup and put on some sweats.
Dude, I don't own a nut cup. Well,
you don't
own
a nut cup?
I'm 46 years old. I haven't played organized baseball in
I know. I didn't either.
25 years.
I had to go buy one. And then it was funny too, cause I ended up in a Walmart looking for one. And like, I asked one of the guys, I'm like, do you guys sell nut cups? And the guy's like, hold on, let me ask. He's like, hey, Susie, do we sell nut cups? Like all extra loud. So yeah, I went and got a nut cup. I got a cup. I got a mouth. You got to get a mouth guard. You got to get
what? How much money are we talking about this for the kids at home that are in their 40s and thinking about signing up for some sort of martial art? I mean, what's all in a month?
I think it says on the website. I mean, I think when I was going, it was like, maybe it's like 85 a month or something like that.
85 a month.
And that's unlimited. Basically, you know, you can go, you know, there's two sessions on Monday and Thursday, and then there's sessions every night, Monday through Thursday, and then there's Saturday sessions. So I don't know. My goal was always to try to go there at least twice a week and sometimes three times a week, and that's a pretty good deal. I mean, that's pretty cheap for, you know, most martial arts places. So,
do you feel like you could win in a fight against somebody?
No.
You don't feel that way?
No. This is the thing that I've been explaining to everybody. Well, you know, every time I talk about it is like, because, you know, like the thing that people always say, like after they start taking like a, you know, martial arts classes, they're like, I know how to handle myself, like, which is like code.
You sounded like Jesse Ventura right there.
Yeah.
You did.
Like when people say like, you know, oh, I can handle myself in a fight. That's like, they think they're being like, you know, they're trying to act like cool, like, you know, saying like that they could basically, that they know how to fight. The thing that I learned from the whole experience of going there was like, I do not know how to fight. And like, you can get it's really easy to catch an ass beating really quick, you know? So like the thing that I always say is like, basically what it did for me was it just took away like my fear of getting into a fight, because I'm like, well, look, I know even if I get my ass kicked, at least I'm familiar with like what that's going to look like. You know what I mean? Cause I've had the experience of getting my ass kicked so many times in class, you know?
Sure.
But also I will say that, like, you know, because one of the things that happens is like when you start out going, like the thing that was kind of funny for me was like, I started going and like when the first day I went to class, there was like maybe six other people in there and four of them had like yellow belts.
What does that mean?
Well, this is what I thought it meant. Like when I remember like reading a karate, like a book about a kid who takes karate, like when I was like a little kid, and it was like white belt was like the first and then yellow belt was like the second one, you know?
Right.
And then it was like, you know, some version of like, you know, whatever, white, yellow, blah, blah, blah. So I went in and I saw these dudes with like, you know, yellow belts. I was like, oh, well, that's nice. There's other beginners here, you know? Well, at this school that we're talking about, like the belts go like white, orange, blue, then yellow, then like, I don't know, green, purple, brown, black. So anyway, these dudes who were all yellow belts were like all like killers. You know what I mean? So I was just getting just destroyed like right away, you know? But like the thing, like, I mean, everybody is cool. Like, you know, there's definitely dudes in there. Cause like, that's like his whole thing. Like when he was saying, it's like, if you go hard, like, if, cause like sometimes people go in there and like, so anyway, so I went in that first day and I got my ass kicked and I realized like, okay, I don't know dick and I'm going to learn. So, but anyway, I started learning stuff. And then like, you see, as you keep going to class, like you see other people who come in, like in your situation or like my situation, like they come in for their first day. And like they have different attitudes about like, oh, I'm this or that, or, you know, like a lot of times like guys will come in and they'll be like, oh, I train. Like I remember one time we went in, there's this guy who's like, oh, I trained, what did he say? Like what's there's some sort of like Sambo or what? There's some type
Sambo?
Of
Sambo?
Like,
that's like really racist.
No, there's, I think there's like a martial art called Sambo. Hold on, I'm going to look it up real quick.
Okay, maybe it is Sambo. What do I know?
Yeah, there. Anyway, he came in. Anyway, he was like saying how he had trained. He's like, I've been training whatever XYZ style.
Why is he bothering to tell people that? Then why doesn't he go back to his other Sambo studio?
Well, I know, that's what I mean. So he was like saying all this stuff. And I mean, it was like the first time in the history of me going to that class where I actually like had the advantage over the guy. And I was like, okay. So, but I mean, the point is like, after I took that class, like when I'm, you know, because like a lot of times, like particularly like, you know, I take like public transit, or I did before the pandemic. Like I always take like the light rail and stuff like that.
Sure.
You see a lot of scumbags, a lot of creeps and stuff like that. And I'm always just kind of like, okay, what's going to happen here? You know? But now it's like, after taking the class, it's like, I'm not really worried about somebody fucking with me. I'm just more like, okay, well, if this dude does fuck with me, I know what I'm going to do. And, you know, either he knows how to fight and he'll maybe beat me up, or he won't know how to fight and I'll be able to like get myself out of the situation. But like, basically it just like eliminates the mystery of like what happens if there's an encounter. It's like, okay, well, I know what I'm going to do if there's an encounter, you know. But anyway, I don't know. It's fun, dude. I mean, the bottom line is it's just really fun and the people are really cool there. So I actually really miss it because, you know, I'm not a very social person, but it was kind of like a social thing, you know, like going like, you know, two, three times a week, you see the same group of people and shit.
Sure.
So.
Wow.
So I recommend it, dude. I highly recommend it. And I don't think you should wait for me. I mean, I think you should go in and just start going because it's right next to your class. The thing about the slip disc is like, just go in and just.
I wish my doctor could hear you.
Yeah, just
the thing
do
about
it.
The slip like, disc is like, fuck it. Just go in there. It could slip back in when you're in class, dude.
I mean, I don't know what your specific situation is, but I do know that like I've had fucking twisted necks and backs and shit like that. And, you know, usually the best medicine is keep it moving, you know what I mean, and keep it loose. So
that's the exact opposite of what my doctor said.
Well, fuck your doctor, dude. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, you know.
No, you're right. You're right.
I do think it's really fun, and I do think you should go in. But, like, the point about that thing is, like, when he was saying, like, you know, if you go hard, other people go hard. It's like, because there's guys in there, like those the dudes who are like to like cage, who are like in cage fights and stuff.
Right.
Like when you do that thing in the beginning where you're like boxing and kickboxing and shit, like sometimes like two of those dudes will like square off and like they're straight up like going for broke, dude. You know what I mean? Like straight up. Like trying to knock each other out and kick the shit out of each other.
You want that? That's what you want in your life?
No, I don't. No, I don't. But what I'm saying is then when they switch and they're fighting with me, then I just kind of go light and just like whatever, do my little spar, like little, you know, whatever. And just try to keep your, you know, it's just basically you just practice like keep your hands up, try to keep your balance, you know, and try to like not get like a flurry of punches thrown in your face. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So anyway, but it's fun, dude. It's really fun.
I feel like this guy owes me money for this commercial.
Hey, I mean,
I didn't give away. I mean, if you want to plug him, go ahead. You want to plug him?
Yeah,
I'm not putting him down. I just, that was my first experience. That's all.
Yeah, no. I mean, you just got to be more open-minded about it. I mean, yeah, it's a world of, what's it called?
World of self-defense.
World of self-defense, combat jujitsu. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I'll give him another chance. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great – yeah, I mean, I just think the people are super cool. They're nice, and I mean, it's legit, dude. Like, I mean, the other thing is that's, like, just interesting to see is, like, the dude –
you
didn't
hear where else I went.
Well,
I wasn't
done.
I ended up going to another studio and, like, sort of signing up for a month because they had a Groupon deal.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, where you got a month and a gi for $11.
He gave you a gi for 11 bucks?
Well, yeah. I got a white gi.
Yeah.
It's national karate, so it's the it's taekwondo.
Okay.
So I ended up going to that place, and it was, again, lit. And
they turn on the lights once class starts.
And it seemed very reputable because it was in a mini mall. And it was, again, here in the city. It was on 46th and Nicollet. I'll let people know where that is.
Okay.
And I went over there, and I heard a spiel, and the thing is, I ended up going back a few days later for my initial training, one-on-one with the owner of the dojo.
Okay.
Very large black man.
Okay.
Very nice gentleman.
Okay.
And he went through, he's like, do you have any kind of training at all? I said, I used to box. And I did. I used to go to the Uppercut gym in Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, show me a boxing stance. So I did. He's like, show me where you put your hands when you box. So you put your left hand up by your eye, and your right hand is a little higher, maybe up by your chin. He's like, that's pretty close to what we're going to do here. And then he just manipulated my hand a little bit. So my left hand was now like flat in a fist, and then my right hand was upside down on my right-hand side.
Okay.
And then we just ran through how they punch in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And how they kick. So we did kicking drills and punching drills. And I was, you know, and that was just for a half hour. I wasn't very tired. Nobody grappled me. Nobody threw me through a fucking window. Nobody challenged my manhood and pointed at like a stack of weights and said, lift that pussy or get out of here.
Nobody did that at the other place.
Nobody asked me to go grab the buckets of spit and throw them outside.
Nobody did that at this place.
Because I was yellow, you know, and green, brand new. But what it is, folks, that you should know, and I'm sure some people out there have their kids in karate or what, or you know, whatever the discipline is, but it's very expensive. Very expensive at National Karate.
How much was it?
So my first month would be free. Then after that, it would be $150 a month.
Okay.
And then it's you got to pay a $300 membership fee to join.
Whack.
Yeah, I don't get that. And that's where I stopped him. Like, you had me at $150 a month. I could swing that.
Yeah.
Because you threw in the gi. What's the $300 membership fee all about? What is this hidden charge, man? And he's like, well, it's not hidden. But I can knock that down to $250 for you if you, after a couple of weeks, you agree to formally join. I'll knock that $300 down to $250. I'm like, but what am I getting for that? Because I'm already paying you $150 a month. What am I getting for this additional $300? Does that mean, because like jiu-jitsu and taekwondo, you have the belt system.
Right.
You have to pay them an additional $40 every time you test for a new belt.
Right.
So you're paying the extra $300, the $150 a month, and then another $40 every time you want to belt up.
Right.
I'm like, what does this $300 a month include? Well, you get, you know, access to our app, our National Karate app, and then you can take the classes on your phone. Yeah. A lot of people take the classes from home and follow along. I'm like, for $300 though?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know about that. And the other studio I went to that had the Korean name that I can't pronounce, theirs was even more. It was like $1,700 a year for this. And they had like a...
$1,700 a year?
A year.
Oh, well, that's like, what does that average out? That's less than $150 a month, though, right?
No, it's 100, more.
$150 a month would be $1,800, right?
Yes. Plus, you got to buy your gi. Plus, you got to pay every time you want to move up a belt. Plus, you have to go buy pads for your head. And, like, you know, same thing with your with the jiu-jitsu. So, I'm all for anybody taking a martial art for fun, regardless of how old you are. And I may end up going back to the taekwondo place and paying that. But why does it got to be so fucking expensive? And I asked him that. He's like, well, for 3 months, I couldn't. I couldn't earn a living. There was nobody coming in here because of COVID.
Right.
And now, you know, I have kids' classes and everything, and that's great, but it's way, way down.
Yeah, dude. So I did it. I did the 4 months. If you do, so right now, I'm looking at the website.
Now, let me do it right if we're going to do an ad. Over at the World of Self-Defense, here's a great special we have going on right now. Not to be a dick, but here's what it is.
All right, whatever. You can see. It's a lot cheaper than what you just laid out.
Head over to their website if you live in Minneapolis, World of Self-Defense. I know that I told a humorous story, but, you know, here's somebody that actually went to the school, Richie Barrister, for a year and a half or whatever, a couple times a week, and he's here to tell us that it's a good place.
I want to go back.
He wants to go back. I want to go back with him. That's what I want. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so codependent.
Oh, I see he knocked up. He's doing limited hours for 2020.
Oh.
It says temporary 2020. He's only doing noon. Well, anyway, what is your – when would you be able to go? Do you only go – I mean, because you're working normal day, like normal hours during the day, right?
We can talk about a time off the air where we can go. Because I forget that we're on the air right now.
Right on.
Is this the smartest – there's another question. I mean, is this the smartest thing – that I should be signing up for during a pandemic? Or just roll the dice and take your chances at this point?
Well,
you know?
I don't know. That's what I mean, that's why I haven't been going. Cause I'm just like, you know what? I mean, like, yeah. Cause I was actually talking to my wife about it. I was like, maybe I'll go back next week. And she's like, no, you can't go back yet. So I'm going to hold off a little bit, but we'll see. I don't know. I'll probably go after the new year.
Cause it is
anyway, but yeah.
Election night Eve. And all the major news networks are running the COVID-19 pandemic into the ground. That it's the worst ever right now. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And we're coming into a long, dark winter. Do you believe that, Richie Barrister? That it's just going to get worse? These are the end times? Why? I mean, I should really hurry up with the martial arts then. If we're going to have anarchy in the streets.
I thought you were going to tell me that you were going to like looking into martial arts because you had some sort of an incident or something like that.
No, no. Nobody fucks with me, man. They know who I am, dude. They know.
Well, yeah, you know, the other topic that I – did you ever look up that story about Malik Beasley?
Oh, the Timberwolves guard or whatever he is?
The Timberwolves shooting guard who decided to point his assault rifle at a family.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, you didn't read the story.
I read a part of it. I saw NBA player, .. pulls gun out, ..
Yeah.
Kids involved, .. I'm like, I've already read this story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been in the news like 10, 20 times.
Right. Well, different players. I mean, the funny thing about this one was the family in question, it was a husband and wife and their 13-year-old kid were like, hey, it's a nice Saturday afternoon. Why don't we go on the Parade of Homes tour? They pull up to a house that they think is on the Parade of Homes tour.
Right.
And the driveway's roped off. So they're like, okay, well, I guess let's look at the app to see where the next house is, because this obviously isn't open. While they're like sitting in their car in the driveway, Malik Beasley, shooting guard for the Timberwolves, comes out, like points an assault rifle in their window and screams, get the fuck off my property. And chases
what?
Them out.
What yeah. city was this in?
So then,
Minnetonka?
Plymouth.
Oh, Plymouth. Okay.
Plymouth. So then he comes, you know, so then the police come, search his house, find 2 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
And an assault, assault rifle. So anyway, it was just a funny image to me of like the family being like, all right, let's go on the Parade of Homes tour. And then they get assaulted. Allegedly get assaulted.
Is he breaking a law by doing that? Because they pulled onto his property, and so he walked out there with a gun that I'm sure he legally owns and told him to leave. Well, is that breaking a law?
Well, yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, the way I look at it is it's like it's equal opportunity stupidity. Like, you know, remember that couple in St. Louis that was like pointing their gun – like the nerdy couple who was like pointing their guns at protesters and shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I just put him in the same category. So it's like, get a clue, dude. You know what I mean?
Do you think that these people are just looking for an excuse to get their gun out so they can justify owning it?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I just think they're just stupid. I just think they're stupid people. I mean, same thing with this guy. It's like, dude, handle your high. I mean, I know you got 2 pounds of weed, but just get control of yourself, dude.
Was he stoned when he was out there, I wonder?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can only assume, but yeah, it's crazy, dude. So I don't know. Yeah, people need to get control of their guns.
If you were his lawyer, Richie Barrister, how would you get him off? Or would you even be able to get him off?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the police had a warrant, so they came in, and apparently, according to the police, they smelled an overwhelming odor of marijuana, and then they found the 2 pounds. So, I mean,
doesn't Bath and Body Works have like a new marijuana smelling wallflower right now? That's what I'd use as in a defense barrister.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. He might be in trouble. Although I did notice that he hired Ryan Pasiga, the lawyer who's always advertising on PA's show on KFAN.
So. That's KFAN here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, that's right. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway.
Speaking of the NBA and Major League Baseball, did you get into watching the World Series or the NBA Finals, or did it lose a little something this year for you? Because I couldn't get into it.
I didn't watch the Finals, but I watched the World Series.
Yeah, did you find it as entertaining as normal years? You know,
yeah, it was pretty entertaining. I mean, the thing that I missed about the World Series, especially, is you know, when you watch a World Series game, like it's the crowd is so amped. You know what I mean? Like the home crowd, like the first, like you know, the first strike, everyone just like just going crazy, you know, on every pitch. So they kind of missed that, you know, but. It was still, you know, it was, you know, it's fun to watch. I don't know. I mean, I always like watching the World Series every year, even though I don't really watch baseball, just because, you know, over the course of the week, you get to see the teams, you kind of get to know the different teams and shit like that. So it was fun.
So no NBA Finals for you, though?
I didn't watch the Finals, no.
Why not? It was actually pretty good.
I don't really care about, I don't know. I just, NBA is kind of boring to me.
What?
Yeah.
You used to be a big hoop head.
I used to like hoops. I like playing it, but I don't like watching. It's just kind of boring.
the pro game, the college game, or both?
Just both. I don't know. Just watching it. Like this is the difference between like the World Series. Like, you know, the World Series, it's like you can remember specific plays where you're like, oh, whoa, that was a, you know, like a play that like changed the game or a performance by a single player that did something. Where the NBA, it's like, oh, you know, remember that, you know, 20-foot jumper that LeBron made in the third quarter? Yeah. That was two of his 40 points, you know. He did like he did that 20 other times too, you know. I don't know. I just don't really – I don't know. I just wasn't that into it.
Are you sick of seeing LeBron win?
Like I said, I don't really watch or care that much, so it doesn't really bother me that much.
What about Kobe? Did you watch it or what? I did watch it. I watched probably three of the games. I liked what they did with the virtual audience, how they had screens out there with people's faces on them. I thought that was kind of neat.
It was kind of a cool idea. It kind of looked like an old-fashioned like video. It looked like NBA Jam or something.
It did. He's on fire.
Yeah. Have you been Have you ever played? Are you play? Do you play video games at all right now or not?
I dabble.
Do you have a console?
I dabble. I have an Xbox One, and once in a while I'll turn it on and play some games. Yeah. What about you? Are you like a big time gamer?
No, but my son is. So I played. Have you played NBA 2K21 or whatever?
The last NBA related game I played was NBA Jam Tournament Edition for the Xbox.
Oh, okay.
And I beat it, and then I beat people online, and then I was just kind of bored of it because I've always been the best.
That was the end of
it. I've always been the best NBA Jam player of all time. So
NBA 2K is pretty sweet.
Why?
NBA 2K is pretty cool. It's just cool. Like, you could be, like, all-time. Like, they have, like, you can be any player from any era on the different team. You know, like, so you can make a team of, like, J.R. Ryder and Kevin Garnett, you know what I mean, versus, like, Wilt Chamberlain and fucking – whoever, you know what I mean?
So you can play two-on-twos?
You can make, you can do two-on-two, five-on-five. You can make it however you want. It's pretty sweet.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Well, I'll keep it in mind. Is there anything else sticking in your craw, or should I wrap this up?
I think we should wrap it up, dude. I don't really have anything else to add. I mean, I'm excited to go and listen to Political Paul's analysis.
He didn't feel like he didn't like the show. He told me as we're doing the show, he didn't like the show. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're like right in the middle of the show. And he just felt like he wasn't delivering. And I said, dude, you're delivering. I mean, you've been doing this for 6 years now. You're delivering. Producer Paul adds a lot.
You guys should be doing like a, you know, as it happens, election night coverage. You know what I mean?
That's what he wants to do tomorrow night for the election on Facebook
Live.
Yeah,
you got to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to commit that much time to it. I mean, aren't you burned out?
Just record it.
I'm just so burned out. I mean, what am I going to say that hasn't already been said either way, either side of the coin? You know, there's nothing new to be said. There's no people out there that still haven't made up their minds. That's bullshit, you know?
Right.
And what am I going to say about looking at the big board? Oh, there's another state that just went blue or red. I mean, what is there to say? I don't know how they do it on the major networks for hours and hours on end. What say you? Yeah, I mean, what could we add that's something fresh?
I mean, you could, I don't know, take a shot every time Wolf Blitzer says, you know, I don't exit poll or I don't know.
Or this is the situation we're looking at right now.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway,
maybe you should do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why don't you do it? No,
I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it?
No, I'm not doing it.
Well, do you want to say hi to your brother? Because I know he listens.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's his code name again? Larry? Larry O'Barrister?
Larry O'Barrister.
Larry O'Barrister.
Yes.
He was watching the big Vikings game last night, I can tell you that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the Vikings game? I don't know.
You know, I watched the first half and then I listened to like the last 2 minutes on the radio. So I was surprised to hear that you're down on PA, dude.
I don't like PA. That's Paul Allen who does the play-by-play for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm not a fan. He's a Pollyanna. He's Mr. Homer.
Pollyanna? What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Just everything's great. Everything is duckies and bunnies and everything's wonderful.
He's great.
And
he's hilarious.
He's a bootlicker. He licks the the boots of the people that own the Vikings. He licks boots. Oh. He wants to keep that job, and I can't blame him. I'm sure it pays very, very well, and I'm sure he's doing great for himself. So he licks boots, and he every week, you know, the Vikings are doing great, no matter what record they have, and on his regular call-in show, you know?
I think he's great. I think he has a unique style. I think he has a unique style. He's funny. He's energetic. I think he's – I love him. I every time I watch a game, I turn down the sound on the TV and put on the radio.
But so it's behind just, on the radio or ahead.
Yeah, but yesterday it was only like maybe 2 seconds behind. And then the other day when they played – didn't they play maybe – weren't they on like Sunday night, like week one or something like that?
I think so.
They played like – they had a game with – yeah, they had like a national televised game earlier in the season, and it was like right up. It was like perfectly synced up. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he's great.
Well, good for you. You should really pen him a letter.
Like I'm scoring a lot of points on this podcast with people in the community.
You are, dude.
Sticking up for him, dude.
I see a bookshelf behind you.
I see the good in people, dude.
Grab a piece of paper and a pen and write him a letter. Then lick the flap on that envelope and mail it on off to KFAN. It'll probably be the first piece of actual fan mail that he's gotten in years.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be ripping that open like a kid on Christmas, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right on, dude.
All
right.
I think we've covered it all. What did I learn? What did I learn, Richie Barrister? Brought to you by your friends over at Evolve Entertainment. If you're looking for a magician or a DJ or an officiant or a caterer or anything that would work well with your upcoming reception that you may have or may not have in 2021, look no further than Evolve Entertainment. You can find them on Facebook. Hey, Rich, you been house hunting in Indianapolis lately?
No, never.
Well, if you happen to find yourself on the wrong side of the tracks and you're looking for a home because there's no way out of Indiana for whatever reason. Like maybe you got in trouble and they put one of those ankle bracelets on you, you know, with the tracker and you're not allowed to leave. You might as well just buy a house because you're going to be there for a while. And if you're looking for a house, you know, felon or no felon, look up Paul Lambie. You know Paul Lambie's over there at Carpenter Realty right now. He's working on a Rubik's Cube waiting for that phone to ring. And he will find you a home. He will find you a home in your baby's mama and all your babies and whatever you got going on. Paul will find your family a great home. You can find him on the interweb. That's Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. What did I learn? I learned that I spoke too soon. I spoke too soon about a well-established old jiu-jitsu studio here in the city that I should have given a second chance. And if it hadn't been for Richie Barrister and his heartwarming tales of being thrown into walls and almost beaten to death, I don't think I would have given him a second chance, but I think I will. And it's also, what did I learn? I've learned that you don't have to pay thousands of dollars to learn the martial arts. You can. There's deals out there. And I suggest if you're over the age of 40 or whatever age you are and you've always been curious because you watch Cobra Kai on Netflix and you're like, this is something I want to learn. It's not going to be like the TV show. I'll warn you about that right now. It's nothing like Cobra Kai, nothing like The Karate Kid. It looks like a lot of hard work, but I think it's worthwhile. It's got to be more fun than going to the gym running on a treadmill or buying one of those overpriced bicycles. What are they, a Peloton or whatever it's called, Richie?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be more fun than pedaling to nowhere.
Give it a shot.
I mean, and that's all I didn't really learn anything else. Did you learn anything, Richie?
I mean, I learned that, you know, Mike cares more about cultivating his relationships than he does with being a good, Halloween candy donator.
Did you hand out candy?
I did.
And how many trick-or-treaters did you get this year?
We actually didn't have very many. Numbers were way down.
Like a handful?
Yeah, it was just like a couple of families from the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. That's about it. That's all I learned.
Do you feel like it was safe to trick-or-treat? Because I went and trick-or-treated.
Yeah, I think it was safe.
I felt it was safe, too. And I didn't see a lot of kids in the community I was trick-or-treating in. But I don't know. I hope this whole thing ends soon. The election is tomorrow. If you voted, thank you for doing that. If you didn't vote, you're a lazy fuck. who doesn't care about the country, apparently. Goodbye, Richie. It is time for football picks. And producer Paul is back with a whole lineup of games that we're going to get wrong. Right, Paul?
There's a pretty high likelihood of that on any particular game. Speaking of which, I do have the results from week 9.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear it.
11 games. And the good news is there's only one game that neither of us got right. That was what you call the Sea Chickens, who did not cover 3 points at Buffalo. They did not even win the game. We both lost that one. But every other game, at least one of us got it right, because we were on the opposite side of almost every game.
Yeah, they really laid an egg, man.
Yeah. You know who else laid an egg? The 49ers against the Packers.
Yeah, they sure did. That was a real bummer.
That was your lock of the week, I think.
Yeah.
The Chiefs failed to cover 11.5 points.
Who'd they play again?
The Bridgewater and Company.
Oh, yeah.
The Chiefs only won by 2. It was a real close game.
I know. Bridgewater really gave them what for. Good thing the Vikings didn't need them.
Yeah, they didn't. The Vikings did cover against the Lions.
They sure did. Cuckoo.
Tennessee covered against the Bears. Raiders took down the Chargers, I believe. Yes, they did. Another winning pick for you. The Jets almost beat New England. And Baltimore covered against Indy. Those were your big wins of the week.
That's right.
I did have Green Bay and Carolina. And also Jacksonville. Plus 6 against Houston and Miami going out to Arizona. You said the Cardinals were going to... I think you said they were going to kick the Dolphins in their butts, if I remember right.
I either said that or I said that they were going to prison rape them, but I was way off.
Yeah. No, I remembered that. But, yeah, at any rate, so for the week, I had 5 wins, 6 losses. Which brings me to a cumulative 33-37 on the season.
You're losing money.
You had 6 wins and 5 losses, which pulled you up to 32 wins and 37 losses. So you are 1.5 game behind me. And that 1.5 game, if you remember, goes all the way back to our first set of picks in week 2 when you failed to make a pick on the Washington football team versus Arizona. Had you picked Arizona to cover, we'd be straight up tied. But this is nice because there's no way we can finish tied. There will be a winner and there will be a loser as long as we keep picking the same amount of games.
Okay, well, so, let's pick them already.
Let's do it. All right, week 10. Jacksonville Jaguars head to the great frozen tundra at Lambeau Field, and they receive 13.5 points.
Wow. That's a lot of points. Wow. Who's quarterbacking for those Jacksonville Jaguars?
Jacksonville, I know it's not Gardner Minshew. Just like it won't be the rest of the season. So, anybody out there who was fortunate enough to trade away
this is getting into fantasy football. Nobody cares about fantasy football. This is for serious gamblers. Okay, hey, buddy.
Oh, well, you can gamble on fantasy football now, too.
That's true. That's for some real degenerates. That's not us.
So, I think I'm going to, I don't know, 13.5 points. That's so many points. I think I'm going to take Jacksonville in the points.
Wow, that's what I was, I'm going to do that too. Because I never,
this is what it's like wearing regular
I never
shoes.
Bet for no the Packers to win. And this
is what it's Maybe like I should switch. I'll switch. I'll go over to Green Bay and lay the 13.5.
Okay, you do it. I think it's going to be a cruel Sunday for you, buddy.
Well, it usually is, so. Tampa Bay at the Carolina Panthers. I mean, Tampa Brady at the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are a 6-point underdog. The Buccaneers have really been up and down. They've looked great at times. They looked awful last week against New Orleans in a game we didn't pick for some reason.
Yeah, who knows? I think Brady's yelling at his teammates a little too much and pissing people off, and they quit on him last week. So I'm going to go with Tampa in a bounce back.
Ooh, that's what I was thinking of doing. But you know what? I'll go Carolina.
Well, that's pretty big of you. Thanks.
Yeah. The Houston Texans visiting the dog pound. Cleveland Browns are a 4-point favorite at home.
Cleveland
coming off the bye week. I'm going Cleveland as well.
Okay. Cleveland
probably
rocks.
Regret that.
They rock.
Like most of my picks. The Philadelphia Eagles, the original Dirty Birds, going into, what do they call that? The Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, taking on the New York Giants. What a really hotly anticipated NFC East clash.
Guessing the
best.
Guessing the Giants are underdogs?
The Giants are a 3.5-point underdog.
Didn't they play on Thursday?
No. Oh. The Thursday game that we missed was Indianapolis putting a smackdown on Tennessee. 34-17 or something like that?
Yeah. Give me the G-men at home.
Which, strangely, I think that was the same score as the Thursday Green Bay-San Francisco game last week.
Huh.
I'm going to take the G-men as well.
Okay.
Washington football team visits Detroit Motor City. They come into Ford Field, and Washington is a 4-point underdog on the road.
Give me the toilet. I'll take those filthy pedophile Lions against the Washington football team.
I didn't know they were into pedophilia. I will take the football team.
Okay. Take them. Take them all the way back to the, I guess I could have said reservation last year, but I'm not doing the whole Redskin thing anymore.
You just did it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Moving on. The Buffalo Bills coming off their big win over the Sea Chickens, as you call them, now head out to the desert and take on the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Who are looking to bounce back from their loss to the Dolphins. The Cardinals are laying 2.5 points.
Who are the Cardinals playing again?
Buffalo.
Give me the Cards.
I think this is an early game. I think you're taking the Cardinals. You know what? I'll take Buffalo.
Okay.
Probably a game the Cardinals really need, but I'll take Buffalo. The Chargers head east to Hurricane Ravaged Miami and face a hot upstart Miami Dolphins team, who is a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah, they got that Tagalong cookies. Give me the Tagalong cookie and his fish.
Yeah, that seems like the way to go.
Yes.
I will concur. Denver Broncos at my Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders are laying 3.5.
Give me those Bronc Busters and an upset.
Wow, I'm taking the... I was going to say Raiders. No-brainer, but... we'll see how that comes out. I'm with the Raiders.
I'll be on the edge of my seat. I might go out and get that DirecTV NFL ticket just so I could watch that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
Good use of my money.
That or the Eagles-Giants game. Sure.
Yeah, it's a toughie. I may have to DVR one of them.
Can't miss. Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow and his minions head to Pittsburgh to take on the undefeated Stillers. The Stillers are a 7-point favorite.
Give me the steel curtain.
I'll take the Bengals to keep it close.
Wow, dun, dun, dun.
Did you see the hard time the Stillers had putting away the Cowboys last week on like their 4th-string quarterback?
Well, that's because they're on the road, buddy. But now they're...
Oh, it's all about the road. When they get in front of those 6,000 fans, it's going to make all the difference.
Yeah, but now they're at home over at Three Rivers Stadium.
Yeah, I think they closed that one a while ago. But it's, you know, it's still right there. You know, the funny thing about Three Rivers Stadium, it's not really Three Rivers. You have two rivers come together, and then when they come together, they rename it into a totally third river. Like, it's more like 1.5 River Stadium, if you ask me.
Huh. Did you point that out to anybody and get punched in the mouth?
Yeah. That's why I only talk about it at home now.
That's smart. It's a tough town. Tough guys in a tough town.
I was just disappointed when I got there. I'm like, where's the third river? I see one over here, there's one there, and then I see they just run into each other. Like, oh, that's the third one. I'm like, wait, that's cheating. That's like having, like, I don't know, two sandwiches and putting the ends of them together and then calling it a third sandwich.
Yeah, I suppose. I never gave it that much thought. Actually, I gave it no thought whatsoever.
Well, now you have. Now you know.
Already forgot. Already forgot.
Ketchup field, then, you know, it's kind of a little bit more of a moot point. So,
next game.
San Francisco 49ers at the New Orleans Saints. Saints dropping 9.5 points.
Ooh.
Remember, you had those Niners as a lock to beat the Packers last week, but it didn't turn out so well.
Hold on a second. Give me those Niners, bro. Give me the Niners.
I'll take the Saints. They seem to be clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, they do, until they run into the Vikings in the playoffs and get knocked out. Boop, boop.
Vikings in the playoffs?
They're going to win the division.
Are they like 3-5?
They are.
Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Speaking of the Vikings, there's a pick coming up we'll get to in just a minute. But right now, we're talking about the Seattle Seabirds heading south, flying south, to take on your Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. The Rams are a 2.5-point favorite.
Give me the Rams.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Give me the Rams. I think those sea chickens got the COVID-19 or something. They're
really
not looking so unbeatable anymore. No, give me the Rams in an upset.
I'll take Seattle. I don't know about this COVID-19 thing. What is that?
Well, I think... Well, maybe it's the bird flu, baby.
Oh, the avian flu.
Avian flu.
Yeah. Well, I hope they straighten it out this week, or at least stay within 2.5 points. Okay, here's a matchup that on most season calendars, people would be circling with delight.
Yes.
The Baltimore Ravens and the Foxborough take on the juggernaut, former juggernaut, New England Patriots.
Ravens and a laugher.
How many points does the line have to be for you to take New England?
At least 14.
Okay, well, it's only 7.
Oh.
So, you take Baltimore. I gotta go with Baltimore. I'd like to be on the opposite side of you, but it seems like a waste of a pick. And finally, that brings us to Monday Night Football.
Yes.
You have some Monday Night Football music?
I got some music rolling in the background.
That's great.
Yeah.
Your Minnesota Vikings, they're on a roll. What are they, 1-2 games in a row?
That's right. They have righted the Viking ship, my boy, and it is sailing true and strong.
They're heading to Soldier Field to take on my Chicago Bears, who are headed in the opposite direction.
Yeah, the Bears were always pretenders. Here the comes the Vikings.
The Vikings are actually a 2.5-point favorite. The Bears are getting 2.5 points at home, playing a team who's 2 games behind them in the standings. So that tells you something about the direction these two ships are sailing at this point. I think we know what you're picking.
Vikings all day. Keep printing those betting slips until they run out of paper, my boy.
I think you know what I'm picking.
I think you're going to get... Dude, what I'm doing right now is I got my hand over the rail of the Viking ship. And I'm like, dude, get back on. We're slowing down a little bit. We're slowing down enough to pick you up. Just get on, dude. Grab my hand. Grab it, dude. Reach out for it. I can pull you up into the ship. Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
I've been out there in those choppy waters for 20 years. I ain't climbing back on that rickets-infested ship now. I will take the Bears.
Wow.
I gladly accept the 2.5 points that they will probably need every bit of.
They are garbage. Nick Foles is not working out. Barely have a running game. Barely have a defense.
Yeah, but, you know, at some point, one of these opposing teams is going to realize how to stop Dalvin Cook. And when that happens, you know, then you've got Cousins going back throwing interceptions galore again. So,
dude, you can't stop Dalvin Cook. You can't stop Dalvin Cook.
Was he Jim Brown or something?
I think he might be Jim Brown's illegitimate son.
Or is he just the next iteration of Adrian Peterson?
I think he's better because he doesn't beat his kids with trees.
Doesn't he?
No, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Dude. I don't think he even has any kids.
What?
No. No, dude, he's just focusing on football and staying healthy. Huh. You're looking at the next Hall of Fame running back, my boy.
Well, now that I know if there's no chance that he could get arrested for child abuse between now and kickoff, that hurts my chances a little bit.
It does. He's having a career year.
I'll stick to my pick and cross my fingers.
You're going to have to cross your fingers and your toes because even then I don't think it's going to be enough. You may have to go out and shake down a leprechaun for a 4-leaf clover.
Yeah,
maybe put a horseshoe in your ass. I don't know.
You want to make it more interesting?
We can make it more interesting. Wallet. You want to bet some money on this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go $10. You want to do that?
I'm getting my 2.5 points, though.
You can have your 2.5 points.
All right. $10 it is.
$10 it is. Everybody heard it. Everybody who's listening to the program heard it.
Yeah.
That's strangely enough coming out on a Saturday, which is my bad. Usually we're a Tuesday show, but I got a little sidetracked, so apologies.
Did you? What happened?
Life, my friend. Life. Life happens here in this awful pandemic.
Yeah, you're supposed to have more time during the pandemic. You're supposed to spend more time at home.
Well, I go to work every day.
You're out gallivanting?
I do a little bit of gallivanting, a little bit of safe gallivanting. Nothing crazy.
Do tell.
How about yourself?
Not much gallivanting. A lot of watching TV and, you know, a little bit of work still, of course, like anybody except the millions of people who are out of work claiming unemployment benefits, but...
Right.
Not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it's not good for them, but...
There's plenty of places hiring if those unemployment benefits run out.
Are they? Who's hiring?
Well, the company I work for is hiring.
Are they?
They are.
That's nice.
They can't get people.
Huh. I mean, I could get, like, not wanting to go to work at a place where you're stuck indoors around a ton of other people during this highly contagious pandemic.
Sure.
But I guess, you know, if you're out driving in your own truck and just wheeling some stuff into the back room of, you know, places, if that's the kind of work you do, you know.
That is the kind of work I do without being specific to where
it seems
I do
like,
it.
Seems like the kind of job that would be more preferable if I needed to get one, as opposed to, I don't know, being a line cook.
You're Paul Lambie of Paul Lambie Carpenter Realty. You're a real estate powerhouse, dude. You're starting to run out of funds, or what's going on?
No, I didn't say I needed to go out and find a job. I'm saying if I did. That's not me. Not yet. The powerhouse of real estate and such is rolling along for now, you know.
Good. Well, go be a powerhouse. I'm going to go make breakfast. So I'll talk to all you and I'll speak with all you fans at a later date. Try to get another show out next week. So you guys be good.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I should try doing that. So you guys all have a good one. I got to get this sent off to you and make breakfast. So I will. I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye, folks.